علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. The program is The Gate of Knowledge, and this is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqabi. We are discussing the narrations from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam in Nahj al-Balagha, the wise sayings that he has mentioned about the various aspects of our lives and providing guidance for us in this worldly journey. We were discussing the narration in which he mentions the wonders of the creation of the human being, in which he talks about the four different parts of the human body. Number one, he is talking about the eyes, and he says that yanzuru bi shahmin, and then he talks about the tongue, wayatakallamu bi lahmin. And then he talks about the ears, وَيَسْمَعُوا بِعَزْمٍ. And the fourth thing is the يَتَنَفَّسُوا مِنْ خَرْمٍ. He breathes through the nose. So these are the four parts of the human body. And he says, because of this, you should be really surprised and see how wonderful this creation of Allah Almighty is. اِعْجَبُوا لِهَذَا الْإِنسَانِ. This is a very unique manifestation of Allah Almighty's power and His knowledge, and how precisely He has created all these things. In the previous episode, we talked about the first two parts, yanzuru bi shahmin wa yatakallamu bi lahmin. We shall continue in the next segment of this episode.
Allahumma salli ala
Nahj al-Balagha, also known as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings attributed to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and greetings be upon him and his pure household. Regarded as one of the most authoritative sources of Islamic wisdom and knowledge, this book reflects the profound insight and spiritual teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on various matters, including ethics, morality, governance, and spirituality. The eloquence and wisdom exhibited in this speech and teachings within Nahj al-Balagha have made it a timeless masterpiece that continues to inspire and guide Muslims and non-Muslims alike in their pursuit of truth and enlightenment. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, and this is your host Sayyid Salman Naqabi, and we are talking about this hadith of the wonders of the creation of the human being. We talked about the first one and the second one, yanzuru bi shahmin, the eyeballs, the eyelid, everything is functioning to make us look at things and see them in the proper color, the proper light. Everything is very precise. Even the eyelids have a role to play. Even the tears that are there, they come out in a way that can only provide the fluid which is necessary for the eyes to work properly. And it is said that two functions are basically there for the eyes. So number one is looking at things from outside with the rays coming into the eyes and going into the mind and we see things what are outside. And the second thing is the things that we think about, and we are even the emotions that we have, sometimes they show themselves through the eyes. And we are happy, or we, if the eyes shine up, and or we, for example, feel sorry, we start to cry. So the eyes play a twofold function in the human being. Then we have the tongue, which is carries out the, one of the most important functions of communicating with others. If we have feelings, have thoughts and emotions, and we want to communicate them to others, the best thing that has been provided to us by Allah Almighty is the tongue, and how it beautifully articulates what we want to say. This is the manifestation of Allah's power and His will, through how we are able to manipulate the tongue to create sounds and voices and letters and words, and the whole language that we learn is communicated through the tongue, a very small piece of flesh, but very wisely designed. It is so fluid, it is soft, and it can be turned around in the mouth very easily, and it is kept wet through the saliva that is created in the mouth. It is kept in a way that it can be easily moved in the tongue, in the mouth. Otherwise, if it had become dried up, it would not be possible to communicate properly. So this is the wonderful way of how it has been created. Let us continue in the next segment.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, was a reserved scholar and historian who played a crucial role in compiling the sermons, letters, and sayings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, into the book Peak of Eloquence. His dedication to preserving the teachings and wisdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has ensured that future generations have access to the profound insights and spiritual guidance found within Nahjul Balagha. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, the Gate of Knowledge, and we were discussing the wonders of the creation of the human being. We talked about the eyes, and we talked about the tongue. And then we come to the fourth one part, which is yasma'u bi'azmin. The human being listens through a bone. Now, how is that possible? When these words were uttered, people were really, you know, maybe they didn't know what Mawla Ali implied. What did he mean when he said yasma'u bi'azmin? Now today, science has shown us how the ear works. We have the outer ear, we can see, we have the middle ear, and we have the inner aspect and part of the ear. And there are two bones that work in a way that creates the sound waves which are received out through the outer ear and pass through the middle ear. And there's a curtain upon which these bones, you know, press those waves and turn them into sound, into waves that communicated to the nervous system, to the brain. So this is a very beautiful designed way of how to create and change the sound waves that are coming into the ears through those bones, very small miniature bones that are in the inner ear that change the sound waves into things that can be understood by the brain. So this is another intricate example of the wonderful creation of mankind. We shall continue in the next episode of The Gate of Knowledge from IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqawi, saying goodbye. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Qala an-Nabi Muhammadun man kuntu mawla hadha Aliyun sayyidun faza man wala huwa بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مرجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه